Well, if you want to know what's about to happen to the United States, look no further than the UK. For those living outside the UK, you might not have heard it's a country that's descending into chaos. Just to bring you up to speed, 4 days ago, a 17-year-old allegedly walked into a children's Taylor Swift event and stabbed a bunch of kids. But this has been happening all over the UK, stabbing events, and of course, massive protests, riots. Now the courts are being kept open for 24 hours to make sure that anybody's participating in these protests will be arrested at roundup. And even if you're not at the protests and you're online posting, guess what? You get a knock at the door. You could have the police coming to your door. You could also be arrested. So what is happening in the UK right now? What is happening with illegal immigration? And how are the people who live there, who've spent their lives there, fighting back against all of this? We wanted to ask Jim Ferguson. He is the founder of Freedom Train International, former parliamentary candidate and journalist. Jim has his hands on the pulse of all of this. Jim, welcome to the show. Great to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Clayton. Nice to be on with you again.
So can you kind of just bring up our audience to speed? I mean, I'm sure those living in the UK are very familiar with what's been happening. However, I'm sure the media spin on all of that is hard to get out the truth. You've been a great person to be able to get out the truth on what's happening in the UK right now. Can you walk our audience through sort of the state of affairs right now?
Yeah, absolutely. What's happening in the UK is quite unprecedented. We are witnessing something that we haven't seen probably in decades. And what's really prompted this is there's been a recent change of government. Sir Keir Starmer has taken over as Prime Minister. But even although he's newly in post, what happened with the Conservative Party and the Conservative government, as far as mass illegal immigration was concerned, has been causing deep anger within the Brits and the British population. So what's really happened here is this stabbing that happened in Southport of the three little girls brutally murdered at the dance studio has caused outrage and anger. And of course, this has been happening for a long period of time. We are seeing unprecedented numbers of illegal migrants, many of them with violent histories, violent backgrounds, flooding into the country in millions. I mean, there is unprecedented numbers. Hotels are being completely filled with these people, and they're all young men aged between 19 and 30. So there is no women, there is no asylum seekers. This is not something that is happening by accident. In fact, there is a reason to this. And it's not just happening in the UK, it's happening in Ireland in the south as well. It's happening at the US southern border. It's happening in France, Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands. Even Australia and New Zealand are getting huge numbers of migrants coming in. Now, there's nothing wrong with normal migration. We all understand that. But illegal migration that's coming in is unprecedented. Not only is it putting pressure on social services, housing, healthcare, education, but it's causing a massive explosion in lawlessness. But what has really triggered the British population to take action now is the fact that there is a two-tier policing clearly evident. And indeed, Sir Keir Starmer is now being nicknamed two-tier Keir, because what happens when the largely Muslim populations demonstrate and protest for Palestinian with Palestinian flags, they get the green light. And even although they're often violent, the police are sort of taking a hands-off approach. Now, what we're seeing is that the Indigenous British people, they're becoming alarmed at this. They are getting really upset about it because they think it's deeply unfair. And indeed, what we've been witnessing on the streets of London, Southport, Southend, Manchester, Bradford, Liverpool is on a scale never before seen. And the police are coming in very, very hard on the Indigenous Brits, but they are not tackling even large roaming groups of predominantly young Muslim men carrying knives, machetes, pieces of wood. And they've been witnessed attacking British people, white people, and really beating them to the ground. So this is very violent. And there are more protests that are being planned this coming Wednesday. I'm aware of 39 protests and big demonstrations that are being organised right now. And instead of defusing the situation, Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, has doubled down. And he has said that he is going to crack down even harder on people who are just even reporting the news. It's like he's using his position to launch this dystopian, almost dictatorial type measures to silence the British people. But I don't think it's going to work, if I'm being honest.
There's a lot to unpack there. I think some of what you've just said is also happening in the United States, right? Police are being told, you know, illegal immigrants who've stolen cars, who are driving, just let them go. Just let them go. Turn a blind eye to the illegals. Go after actual Americans and label them far right, round up individuals who might be participating in protests. It seems like that's also happening right now in the UK, turning a blind eye to these wave of illegal immigrants who are walking down the streets with machetes, but going after Brits who've lived there for many, many decades. Talk about overnight, we learned that the courts are now going to be kept open 24 hours to round up and process anybody who's participating in these protests. And from what I can see online, it seems like they're trying to label the British population who are taking place in these protests as far-right extremists. You're a far-right xenophobe. You're an extremist if you see your country being destroyed and you're taking to the streets in protest.
Absolutely right, Clayton. And of course, they're not far-right extremists or racists. They're just ordinary working-class people like us who are concerned and alarmed. And they are being treated with the very harshest of treatment. But it's going to backfire. People are so upset. They're so angry that this is going to inflame it. And I'm honestly thinking that what we're witnessing could be the start of not just civil disobedience, but growing civil disorder. The more that the Starmer government tries to crack down and push back and order his security forces in to beat down the British people, the more they're going to react. These people have had enough of it, and they're not going to take it. And of course, as we saw in America, it just took 3% of the population to rise up against the British during the revolution and throw them out. And indeed, if the 3%, that's the magic number, it just takes 3% of a population to rise up, and no police force, no military will be able to stop them. There's just not enough of them. And I've been witnessing videos of this where large numbers have been coming in and they're not stopping it.
And then also you have the complicity of the media as well, right? So this is a big component of it, is the a part of this rounding up is the media. So just over the past couple of days, you've seen the media, I'm just going to put this up here, the Hill describes this as misinformation floods social media in the wake of breakneck news cycle. Sky News, Southport attack, misinformation fuels far-right discourse on social media. ABC News, online misinformation fuels tensions over the stabbing attack in Britain that killed three children. Off Guardian had a great takedown of this. So it seems like the mainstream media is really getting in on this censorship industrial complex here, that there's all this misinformation being spread online. So we really need to clamp down on that. We need to make sure that people aren't speaking freely on social media, and we need to block those types of posts.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. The lying mainstream media are complicit in all of this. And of course, they're serving the globalist agenda as well. And there's a reason why all this is happening in our respective countries, whether it's the United States or the UK or Europe. It's happening on purpose, because what the globalists really want is a one world government that they control. And any sovereign nationalistic nation with people that are proud of their nation, that love their flags and stand up for their identity, their culture and their heritage, is a massive obstacle to them. What we're witnessing is a deep destabilization done on purpose by those involved with globalist agendas, like the World Economic Forum, like the Trilateral Commission, the Council of 300, the Bilderberg Group. These are not conspiracy theories. These are conspiracy facts. And we're seeing people like George Soros deeply involved with the destabilization in the United States. He is funding district attorneys all across America with the whole intent to do away with proper legal process. We've been witnessing in America large numbers of people, massive numbers of people going into these large department stores, filling up shopping trolleys, coming out, putting into the back of their car and just driving away with it. Soros's district attorneys are only classing it as a misdemeanor. They get a letter. They don't even get a fine, and certainly no criminal record. So this is fueling lawlessness, and this is spreading all around the world wherever we find globalists infesting our parliaments and our governments. This is on purpose.
George Soros at the heart of all of it, of course. We absolutely know that. Jim, so what do you think is next here? Because you're seeing the mainstream media saying that this is just xenophobia, that this individual, and it was amazing to watch the police kind of come right out and say, no, he's from Cardiff, the young man who killed those three girls at the dance studio. No, he was actually born in Cardiff, but we learned later he's the son of Rwandan immigrants. But nevertheless, the mainstream media and, of course, the police are trying to say that anyone who would speak out against this, you're a xenophobic, you're a racist, you're sort of anti-immigrant. What do you think is going to happen over the next few days in the UK? What do you think is coming?
Well, I think you're going to see a massive pushback. The British people are a very patient people. They are certainly not racist. They're very welcoming to people, but they expect people to behave and to adapt when they come in and to integrate into our culture, into our nationalistic identity. And in large part, that's not happening. But when we see large groups of mainly Muslim men, immigrants, legal immigrants, arming themselves up and going after lone whites and beating them down, that is a clear indication of the polarization that's taking place in the UK, and not just the UK. Ireland is exactly the same. And I would probably argue that what's been going on in Ireland, because I've been there, I visited there, I went on a march with 10,000 Irish patriots. They weren't far right. They're just ordinary men and women who are deeply concerned about the futures of their children and their education and their health and well-being. And of course, we're seeing unprecedented amounts of stabbings, violent assaults, rapes of women and children. Of course, the British men and the Irish men are going to get upset at this because our governments are not protecting our own people. They are, in fact, protecting those illegal immigrants who are coming in. And the only thing that's going to be able to put this right is mass deportations of these criminal lawbreakers and an immediate halt to these large demonstrations that are often violent by these groups that are supporting Palestine and these other areas that have got really nothing to do with Britain. And frankly, it's very dangerous. We could be witnessing something along the lines of very, very serious civil disorder in the coming days and weeks. And if the government continues to take this hard line against the British people will rise up and they will push back. Of that, I have no doubt.
Wow, it's unbelievable and sad. Very, very tenuous moment right now in Britain. And of course, all you need to do is look at that to see what's about to happen in the United States. At the same level, you're going to see the same level of censorship. You'll see the same media complicity. It's all right out of this globalist playbook. Jim Ferguson has been tracking all of this. Great guy, and I want you to follow Jim on Twitter. He does a great job, and also freedomtraininternational.org. Jim, great to see you today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be watching Britain very closely.
Thanks a lot, and once again, British patriots stand with our American friends across the pond as well. Great to be here. Thank you.